This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican representing the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on some of the major debates coming before the House of Representatives in this limited time before lawmakers go back to their states and districts to campaign for re-election, and also what may be heading to the floor on Capitol Hill after the November 2nd midterm elections. And Congressman, thanks as always for being with us.
And Greg, it's an honor to be with you, and I appreciate you bringing key issues to the American people.
Well, let's actually work in reverse chronological order here and talk about an issue that you believe is very important for folks to keep their eyes on, even though it probably won't come up until a lame duck session of Congress. You've recently even written an opinion piece on this, and it's related to what's known as the Employee Free Choice Act. It's also called Card Check, more colloquially. And I know this has been a big issue for organized labor and a big concern of Republicans. Why do you believe this is coming down the pike after the midterms, and why are you so concerned about it?
The reason it would come after the midterms is because this is so catastrophic, killing jobs, that the liberals would not want the American people to know that the issue is being voted on prior to the election. The consequence of what they call the Employee Free Choice Act is the exact opposite of what the bill says. It denies workers the ability to have a free and impartial election. It also denies the workers the ability to negotiate their own contract because this bill provides for arbitration.
How do you expect this to lead to significant job losses? Talk a little more about that.
The reason it would lead to job losses is that it would make American companies inefficient, and they would lose their ability to compete, and so then companies would locate overseas. And so given a choice of a duplicative and a situation of where so many different people would be involved with rules, regulations, additional labor costs, people would simply relocate businesses. There have been studies that indicate through the National Federation of Independent Business, through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, through the National Right to Work Committee, we know that millions of jobs could be negatively impacted.
We know, obviously, this is a major priority for organized labor, so if this were to be passed into law, that would be a win for organized labor. One thing that, of course, a lot of people around the country, and we've seen this time and time again through these primary elections, are concerned about is the growth and expansion of government. If Card Check or the Employee Free Choice Act were to be approved, what kind of new powers, if any, would the federal government have?
Well, it could very likely impact the public employee unions, and this would cause an extraordinary increase in the cost of government. It would be killing jobs in the private sector, and it would also ultimately eliminate jobs in the public sector.
Sir, as you know, obviously, the Democrats can pretty much do what they want with this majority they've got in the House. Do you suspect that it would get through both chambers of Commerce if brought to the floor in a lame duck session?
Well, the good news is that it has been held up in the Senate. Sadly, it was jammed through the House 2 years ago, but the good news is that it has been held up by a very vocal opposition in the Senate, and truly, it's been bipartisan. There have been some Democrats who recognize that this is not in the interest of people who are working people in our country.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And Congressman, the big debate, it seems, as you and your colleagues return from summer break, is this decision on what to do with the Bush tax cuts that will soon expire from 2001 and 2003. The president says he wants to make permanent all of the tax cuts except for the top wage earners in America. Republicans want to make those cuts permanent across the board. Explain why this fight is so significant and why you believe it's vital that all of those tax cuts be made permanent.
The Republicans are united to extend the tax cuts. The opposite of that is to let them expire, which by definition would be a tax increase. Greg, if taxes are increased at a time where we have 14.6 million people unemployed, this will lead to higher unemployment. In fact, if the tax cuts expire, this will be a tax increase on 50% of the small business income in America, which then would necessitate small businesses letting people go, not hiring more people. It would kill jobs, and there's so few things that economists agree on, and that's what makes the economists so important. But they do agree that if you increase taxes at a time of recession, you will kill jobs. And this clearly is a tax increase.
Congressman, one of the things the president has claimed as he campaigns to allow those tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans to expire is that this would also, if they're all extended, add significantly about $700 billion worth over 10 years to the deficit. He says Republicans have been very careful to point out that they don't want anything to add to the deficit, but he says this would. How do you respond to that? Would it add to the deficit? And if so, why would that be okay while the other spending bills would not be okay?
Well, this is where we disagree. And because it's my view that if you cut the taxes, that the net result is a growth of economic activity, which then will yield more taxes. We've seen that happen in the past when John F. Kennedy cut taxes, when Ronald Reagan cut taxes. This was not a cost to the government. In fact, revenue to the government increased. And that's common sense. And so by reducing taxes where the private sector, particularly small businesses, have more money, they can hire people. Also, we as consumers would have more money because of lower taxes, and we could buy a product, which then encourages small businesses to grow and create jobs. So I disagree that this would add to the deficit. The net result would be a significant growth of revenue to the government, but the most important thing is increasing jobs.
Congressman, we spoke yesterday with your House Republican colleague, Kevin Brady of Texas, who said he obviously wants all of these tax cuts extended and even made permanent, but he said he would rather vote against a partial extension or a partial making permanent of those tax cuts if all categories, all tax brackets aren't included. Do you agree with that?
I want to see, and we've been unified, that the Republicans want all the tax cuts extended. We can see the benefit of this, and in particular, such as the death tax. I met with business people when I was doing my bus tour around South Carolina last week, and over again, small businesses, auto dealers, farmers, persons who own funeral homes told me that the death tax itself, because these are businesses that have appreciated in value, that they would have to close. People would lose jobs.
Congressman, just one quick more question before we let you go, and this has less to do with policy and some of the politics we're seeing in a few states, as you well know, and it's happened even in your own state. The so-called establishment-type Republican nominees have been defeated by surprising candidates backed by the Tea Party. It certainly has impacted your governor's race in your state. Some see this as a civil war within the party. Others see this as a transition in the general philosophy of the party. How do you read what's been happening this primary season?
Well, I'm excited. In my home state, Nikki Haley has received the Republican nomination for governor. She is truly outstanding. I see this, and I have respect for the primary voters. They are looking at the credentials, the background, the voting records of persons who are running for office, and I have faith in the primary voters, and they have, I believe, selected people who are philosophically in favor of limited government and also expanded freedom.
Congressman, it'll be very interesting to watch what happens over the next 7 weeks. Thank you very much for being with us.
And thank you again, Greg, for your educating the people of the United States.
Always a pleasure, sir. South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.